I'm Derek Russell.
And I'm Brad Locke, and this is The Memo,
a gathering of all things Northeast Mississippi, brought to you by The Daily Journal and DJournal.com.
Welcome into a new episode of The Memo for this Thursday, the first day of September. Derek Russell over there, Brad Locke right here.
Sorry, I was looking up Facebook posts for 102.9 FM.
102.9 out of Saltillo / Baldwin.
And Ruth on August 26th said, "You've been playing the same song for 3 hours. It's a great song, but it's time to move on, please." I got news for you, Ruth.
Spoiler alert.
I got news for you, Ruth. Alan Jackson's 1994 single, Gone Country, has been playing for a week straight nonstop on 102.9.
At least. That's FM. A station just up the road. It says, I listened last night just to hear for myself, and yeah, the song is on loop continuously.
It continues.
But they gave the station ID at the top of the hour.
They used to be Super Talk. That used to be
right.
Carried Super Talk. Super Talk chimes in here and says, you must be listening to 102.9. That is no longer a Super Talk station.
Yeah. So we're trying to figure out, because Emma Crawford first brought still calling her that. Emma Kent, our education reporter, first brought it to our attention last week, I guess.
Yeah.
And then she was just listening to 102.9, and it kept playing Gone Country, which is a fine song.
No.
Love me some Alan Jackson. But they kept playing it over, and it just loops over endlessly. It's been going on for at least a week straight.
It's been over a week now. I did some math yesterday. The song is 4 minutes and 20 seconds in length.
Oh, boy.
It cuts off a little early.
It does.
And the way it automatically, it starts to fade, but then it gears right back up almost like it's supposed to.
Yeah.
But at that rate, it's played at least 2,500 times.
Wow.
In the past week.
Does Alan Jackson know about this? I thought about tweeting at him. But he probably wouldn't see it. Celebrities don't check their mentions.
I don't know. I'm worried. As Brad said, Emma Kent brought this to our attention, and she's now in the studio with us. Emma, this song won't stop, and you believe aliens are the culprits behind this. I do want to tell you, I just looked up on Facebook. Of course, 102.9's page is now defunct, Super Talk having gone to 95.9. here in Tupelo, but there's some people leaving some comments wanting to know what's going on.
Oh, man, what do they say?
Well, Ruth wants to know why it's been playing for 3 hours straight. Unfortunately, Ruth hasn't listened long enough to know, apparently. Super Talk says that 102.9 is no longer their station, so they have nothing to do with it. But and then Amber chimes in that it's been playing We've Gone Country for 2 days, and I'm assuming they're going country. Which is my joke, Amber, but that's fine.
It just switched from Super Talk like a month ago, right?
Probably a month and a half.
So that's is that when this started?
Who can say?
Surely it hasn't been playing for a month
and
a half.
Don't call me Shirley.
No, we talked to a local disc jockey who says it's been at least a week.
He said closer to a week and a half that they've been getting phone calls about it at another station.
Do we know for sure it didn't start before you first heard it? Like,
I'm sure.
Well, your original tweet, I was going to ask, were you listening to it and you heard the change?
No, I was just scanning through my radio stations last Friday and I heard the song and I like that song. So it was
a good song. You're like,
it
hey.
Was. Yeah, it was going off.
I used
off.
To, and now it's...
Now, I can't
now,
say that
now
anymore.
Now it's my head scrambled with the alien messages that are coming in.
But,
So I figure what's happened, it's been a while since I worked at a proper radio station, but...
Oh, what are you saying?
Then we had to put the CDs in by hand, okay? But it was about that time, the mid-90s, that people started going to automations.
And the CDs are these round discs that you would play music.
I know
music.
What a
okay,
CD
I
is, Derek.
Sure.
I still have some in my car.
But back then, and we actually had another station in-house there that was automated, basically. Everything was put on the computer and just went. And just let it go. And I just had to check on it before I left at midnight. So this is probably that kind of setup, and the guy only has to check in every once in a while. He hadn't checked in, and
so does
something
he not listen
weird has
to the
happened.
Station? I mean, does he not know?
I don't listen to this podcast, so I mean... I'm listening to it right now.
Has anyone told this guy? I mean,
I don't know. You think somebody who knew him would be like, "Hey,
well,
would notice."
Since the call station, the call letters have changed, we don't know how to get in touch with anybody.
The only explanation,
is somebody's dead and on the mixer,
yes.
Like nose right
God,
on the loop
not.
Button.
I hope not.
I mean,
I think the police apparently went by to check on things.
Yeah, and everything's locked
didn't
up.
Didn't find any.
What are the call letters? I heard them last night.
WMR or
WW WMMR.
WMMR.
Something like that.
Because they did the station ID at the top of the hour last night when I was listening, which we're supposed to do.
Which I still haven't heard, and I've been listening to it for several hours.
I've heard that one. I have heard it once.
It's just the guy's voice comes on recorded, obviously. He says, this is WMMR, whatever it is, Saltillo.
Saltillo.
And then
Back to Gone Country. WWMR. He does not say Back to Gone Country.
No, but that's
no, but then Alan Jackson's voice.
Then we know we're being punked, if that's the case.
So, yeah, is this some kind of elaborate prank or something, or is this something got messed up in the system, the computer system there? It's just we need answers, Emma, and I'm fascinated by this.
I know. I've been looking for answers, Brad, but nobody will come out there with me, and so.
Well, the address you found, which I do not believe to be the correct address, I believe that's where the signal is from. That's where the satellite's coming from. You just found an empty field, which I'm not going to with you. I love you and everything, but it's just not happening.
Not going out to the middle of that
field.
I'm not
dying with you over a Gone Country. This is not how I go out. Actually, let's be honest. This is probably how I go out.
Yeah, if I had to imagine a scene in which Derek would die, it'd probably be something like this.
Just trying to find out. I think this was season 6 of Lost. Wasn't this what happened in the last few episodes?
By Derek's calculations, the song is played more than 2,500 times in the past week.
Yeah, it's about, I think what's running on, I filmed one whole loop yesterday, and I think it's running about 4 minutes and 18 seconds.
Yeah,
the actual song is about 4 minutes and 20 seconds.
Wow.
But it starts to fade, and then my favorite part is when it kicks back in.
Yeah.
Like, I hate that song.
Yeah,
but it starts to fade, and then it just...
It doesn't, like, peter out and fade out to the end, and then start. I mean, it's just like, you know, any other song. You know, you want to start the other one just as the other one's ending. So we both tweeted at Alan Jackson.
We're awaiting a reply.
I'm sure he'll get right back to us.
Yeah, in no time.
I mean, do we think it's like some kind of call, like it's a signal to Alan Jackson?
Yeah.
Well, you know, this reminds me when I was a kid growing up in Clinton, which is, of course, right next to Jackson, WTYX.
Not Alan.
No, Jackson, the city.
Yeah, okay. I just want to make sure you clear that up.
Local top 40 station back then, WTYX, 94.7, 94 ticks. They played this, you know, this Patrick Swayze song, She's Like the Wind. They played it on loop for several hours because they had heard Patrick Swayze was in town for whatever reason. Of course, this was right around the time Dirty Dancing was out.
Quality film.
Yeah. So they
quality song.
So the DJ was like, we're going to keep playing this song of his until he hears it. And then, they're asking him, Nate, come into the studio and talk to us. That's what they want him to do. And apparently it worked.
Let's be honest.
He heard it and ended up going in for an interview.
Let's be real here. That would be more impressive now with Patrick Swayze showing up.
Would be.
Has anyone seen Alan Jackson recently?
Have you seen Ghost? No. Why?
Where, do we know? I mean,
is he in there locked up?
He's hiding out.
Alan, I need a picture of you holding up today's newspaper.
Maybe
he's hijacked the radio station.
Maybe he's pulling the Pure Country with George Strait. What was that character's name he played? Where he plays a big country star.
What are you talking about?
You haven't seen Pure Country?
No, sweetheart, I have not.
Come on.
Is that a movie?
It's a movie with George Strait, one of the best country singers of all time.
I know who George Strait is.
Anyway, he plays this...
Somebody tweeted from Alan's account 16 hours ago.
Dusty Chandler is the character's name. He just kind of...
That's a terrible name.
Yeah, well, anyway, one day he just leaves. He just goes off. He goes AWOL because he's sick of everything.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what Alan Jackson did. And now he's holed up in the studio just playing his song, sending out a cry for help.
Alan has sold nearly 60 million albums, which is almost as many times as Gone Country has played.
He's got 517,000 followers, so I'm pretty sure he's probably not even noticing our tweets. Mm. So,
but how many people tweet?
How many people are tweeting out? Let's look at that.
More than you would think.
Let's check those numbers just while we're live.
Yeah.
Well, let's see. The last two are us.
Okay.
And, I mean, there's people, like, playing him that are, like, tagging him and stuff. Like, whenever, you know, when Spotify plays a song automatically and you tweet it, it'll tweet their handle. But somebody just straight up tweeting him? I'm not seeing a whole lot of that.
Okay.
So we're up there.
The odds are in your favor, really, that he would see your tweets.
How often does he tweet, though?
At Alexandria1 says, Alan Jackson on the radio in fall weather. I'm in such a good mood.
Man, fall weather. Where's she at?
Wait till you've heard it 2,500 times.
Hey, we can get email updates if we text.
Then not even the fall weather can bring
you
back.
No, no, that's all part of it. If you do that, then it starts playing on your phone and it never stops. Turns every song into this song.
He did retweet somebody, so I guess somebody's checking the Twitter for him.
Somebody.
A bar that he's probably familiar with.
I don't know. It's very creepy.
Yeah. I don't know, man. We'll try to find some answers on this.
What's funny is while we all go to sleep, like around 3 a.m., for one time it plays A Lot About Living and A Little About Love, and then it goes right back into Beer Country all over again. And nobody's the wiser. Because who's listening at 3 a.m.?
It's a good song, too.
Me, as a matter of fact. I was up late last night with it still on. But I still haven't heard the call letters.
Yeah, it's at top of the hour. It's like required.
Station identification.
By the FCC.
So they're following that rule.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, so that tells me something about the programming is working.
So I need to listen to it on the hour.
Here's what I think. Let me tell you guys my theory. Okay. So I think that what happened is some aliens have hijacked the signal.
I mean, has this got anything to do with Kennedy Space Station exploding a few hours ago?
Who's to say?
Okay.
But anyway, so basically, you know, the aliens got this radio signal of this song when it was really popular back in the 90s,
yeah,
right?
And it's just now.
And they've sent it back to us specific radio.
It's taken 22 years.
Station. Well, I mean, that's a long way. Who knows where they are? And so now we're getting it back, and that's the only signal they know how to communicate with us.
So sorry that they're just now hearing about Gone Country.
So
wait till they hear about the Macarena in 2 years. They're going to be all over it.
Wow.
Well, Emma, the search continues.
Yep. Stay tuned.
We'll give you daily updates, maybe not up to the minute, because it'll just be, yep, still Gone Country.
We're going to start a Twitter account, and we're going to live tweet.
I actually think that's updates. A good idea.
Still playing. Still playing.
Let's get on that.
Still playing.
I'm all over it.
What's the handle? Gone Country?
I'll have that worked. Oh, God, it's in here now.
It's on my phone. Leave. Turn it to 102.9. This is all you'll hear all day and night.
Terrible.
Somebody out there is like, yes, this is the best radio station.
This is the best radio station.
I'm so happy.
Ever.
I'm never listening to anything else.
I cut it off at 13 seconds, Chris. We don't have to pay anybody, do we?
Yeah. No, you're good.
No royalties.
Okay. If you just do a Twitter search for Alan Jackson and Gone Country, let's just see if anybody else is hip to this yet.
Hmm.
No. No, just us, apparently. We're the only ones in on the... 102.9 Hot Country, at Hot Country Radio, now playing Alan Jackson, Gone Country. This can't be.
What?
This is in Columbia, South Carolina. It just happens to be 102.9, and at 16 hours ago, they happened to be playing Gone Country.
There's somebody yesterday tweeted, I'm going to listen to 102.9 play Gone Country on loop for the eighth straight day.
There you go.
Yeah, so
we're not the only one. It's good to know it's not centralized to Daily Journal staff.
Like I
played it for Wesley last night just to make sure. I was like, "You hear this song, right?" She was like, "You've played it 4 times." Of course, I've heard it.
Wow.
All right.
Okay.
Emma, thanks for coming on today.
Yeah.
Yeah. All
right. Always a pleasure to. Try to solve mysteries. I don't know. I just want to figure this thing out.
Same.
I'll have the Twitter handle worked out by the end of this episode.
All right.
Cool.
Well, I guess we should do an actual show, which is brought to you by South. Casual fine dining in a casual atmosphere. Visit South on North Gloucester. Okay, let's welcome in Zach Orsborn to the show. Zach, how's it going?
It's going good. How about you, Brad?
Doing well, sir. You an Alan Jackson fan?
Not at all.
Not anymore.
Not at all.
I may be losing fans over this because that song is getting overplayed. Mm-hmm. Anyway, let's talk about your story in today's journal about Asia Rainey, the spoken word poet. Going to be working in partnership, interesting partnership here with the Tupelo Police Athletic League to do some workshops on spoken word and creative writing for some local teens. Not an athletic pursuit per se, but it can have a competitive edge to it, can it?
Yeah, exactly. With spoken word, it can be competitive. Last year, Rainey took a group of teens to the National Spoken Word Competition, and it kind of fits in with the PAL because they want to reach out to more people who are not necessarily interested in athletics. And they're gearing it for male and female teens, ages 13 and up, and it starts twice a week, starting in mid-September.
Okay.
I think it's going to be on Tuesdays and Thursdays.
Right. Yeah. Okay. And Asia Rainey, of course, she's done some residencies, artist residencies through the Link Center in recent years, and ended up moving here quite recently. I mean, she seems to have just kind of fallen in love in the place with the place, hadn't she?
Yeah, she loves it. She's worked at the PL before, and one thing that she said that I really liked is whenever she gets teens interested in spoken word, she said, "You see the light in their eyes. They've always had the ability to express themselves, and someone is actually listening. They understand that spoken word is not going to tell them to shut up. When they see that spark, once the light is on, it's hard to turn it away."
Yeah. I mean, and spoken word is not something that probably a lot of teenagers even know about, slam poetry and that kind of thing. So this is kind of a new way to engage them creatively, which is really cool.
Mm-hmm. And instead of only doing spoken word, she plans to branch out, and she's going to explore creative writing, playwriting, songwriting, and hip-hop.
Cool. Okay. And this is, again, going to be for teenagers ages 13 and up, and they're going to meet twice a week starting next month. So how do kids get signed up for this?
I think you call Tupelo Police Athletic League. I'm not sure of the phone number, but I think you call them up. They have open enrollment right now. So
okay, cool. Mm-hmm. Well, good story, good stuff, Zach. Appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Hey, be sure to check out the two sports podcasts that we produce here at the Daily Journal. Prep Rally is a high school sports podcast with myself and Gene Phelps and Blake Morgan. And we come to you every Wednesday. It's a webcast around 11 a.m. at djournal.com. The podcast drops later in the day. You can find it for free in iTunes or podcast apps or at preprally.djournal.com. So we had a new episode drop yesterday. Go check it out. And Double Coverage, an Ole Miss and Mississippi State sports podcast with Parrish Alford and Logan Lowry every Thursday. New episode coming this afternoon. And those guys will be previewing the season openers for the Bulldogs and Rebels that are coming up. Find that in iTunes, your podcast apps, or at doublecoverage.djournal.com. Time now for today's news memo. And for more on these stories, read the Daily Journal or visit djournal.com. A fast-growing company is taking over the headquarters of a former regional mainstay and bringing hundreds of jobs to Baldwin. Southern Motion, which makes reclining furniture, announced Wednesday that it will invest $20 million as it moves into the 758,000-square-foot building that once housed Hancock Fabrics headquarters. Hancock recently dissolved after seeking bankruptcy protection. Southern Motion will hire 600 people over 5 years. The state will provide $2 million for building modifications, and Lee County is providing property tax breaks worth a projected $800,000 over 10 years. Southern Motion is based in Pontotoc and currently has 1,200 employees there, plus another 250 in Baldwin. The company plans to start operating at the new Baldwin location by January.
Electricity bills will be a little higher for Tupelo residents starting October 1 due to an increase by the Tennessee Valley Authority. Power rates are increasing by 1.5%. Tupelo Water and Light Director Johnny Timmons told the City Council on Tuesday that the rate hike is due to an increase from TVA, from whom TW&L buys its electricity. The average Tupelo customer will see an increase of $2.02 under the same billing rate, an increase of $1.92 under the winter billing, and $1.87 under the intermediate billing. The power increase follows a hike in water rates that Timmons requested earlier this year. The City Council approved his request for a 9.8% increase in water rates. Of that increase, 5% went into force in July, with the remaining 4.8% to hit customers' bills in October.
Two programs serving students in the Tupelo Public School District got a financial boost from Toyota Mississippi on Wednesday. Silent Servings and Clothes Closet are both run by Junior Auxiliary of Tupelo. They received $10,000 from Toyota through a grant. Silent Servings provides snack bags to students referred by counselors. It's designed to help students in need with healthy snacks over the weekend when they don't have access to school meals. Tupelo's First United Methodist Church also helps with the program. Clothes Closet provides students in need with clothing. JA President Meg Gibbons said the money will help extend the reach of the programs.
Two recent Mississippi Department of Transportation projects are expected to be completed this week in Monroe County. The projects are in Amory and on Highway 45 south of Aberdeen. Drivers to the westbound lane of Highway 278 in Amory were diverted to the turning lane at the intersection of Main Street last week as crews worked on relocating a curb to make it easier for 18-wheeler traffic to enter onto Main Street. On the other side of the county, a 12-mile project from the Lowndes County line to just south of Aberdeen has paved the highway's four lanes. The main portion of the paving had been completed late last week, and crews were finishing up paving ramps and county road entranceways. The only part left on the Highway 45 project entails shoulder gravel.
St. James Catholic Church, Knights of Columbus, and Storage Max are teaming up to help in the aftermath of flooding in South Louisiana. Storage Max locations on McCullough Boulevard, Parkgate Drive, and Cliff Guggen Boulevard will be accepting donations during normal business hours through September 24th. Those hours are 8:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Monday through Friday, and 8:30 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Saturdays. The group is collecting non-perishable food items, cleaning supplies, toiletries, batteries, fans, diapers, paper products, gloves, and everyday household goods. Monetary donations can be sent to KC Council 8848, care of St. James Catholic Church, 845 Lakeshore Drive, Tupelo, Mississippi, 38804. For more information, call Ruth Williams at 662-841-1942 or email kmerritt, that's K-M-E-R-R-I-T-T, at hotmail.com.
The City of Okolona is seeking a $150,000 grant to finance major improvements to aging water pipes that have deteriorated over time. They are seeking a grant through the Mississippi Development Authority. Officials are hoping to hear something no later than the end of the year. The project involves replacing a 1,600-foot segment of leaking water line on Main Street from Gatlin to School Streets in downtown Okolona. That section of line is more than 60 years old and has numerous patches. If approved, the project would be completed in a maximum of 285 days from the time the grant is awarded. There would be some temporary loss of service while the work is being done. Don't forget that today's episode is brought to you by South, which offers fine dining in a casual atmosphere in the former Shoney's facility on North Gloucester Street in Tupelo. I eat at South.
So do I. Sometimes.
You do.
I do.
Yeah, South's great.
It is.
On Sunday, you can get their brunch for lunch.
Brunch.
You can get some shrimp and grits, Bradley.
Saturday, too, right?
Saturday as well.
Saturday is the Bellini Mimosa Bar.
That is correct.
One day I'll be able to say it with that pausing.
Wait, what is that?
Bellini?
you do it okay. You do it good. That's all right. Don't forget South on North Gloucester Street in Tupelo. Scott Morris joining on this Thursday to discuss how hot Jason Statham is.
Jason Statham is so hot.
How hot is Jason Statham right now?
I don't know. That's how Kelly Carlson gave it a B, based on purely on hotness.
So if you can just look at Jason Statham and ignore story and semantics for 2 hours, you can give it a B.
It's Mechanic Resurrection. I didn't see Mechanic, perhaps.
Was it just Mechanic?
The Mechanic.
The first one was The Mechanic.
This one's Mechanic Resurrection. The first one was I guess it would be The Mechanic.
Okay.
Or The Mechanic.
Or The, yeah.
Whichever.
That's Gober.
I don't know, man. I gave it an F. We'll start right there, you know.
It's been a while since you've given one an F.
Well, it's been a while since I've been. I pull for movies. I don't mind saying that. That's the kind of critic I am. I'm not much of a critic. I go watch movies and tell you what I think. And so I want to be entertained. And I like explosions. I like it when people get killed in interesting ways. That's something I've learned. I know that about myself. I like scantily clad women on screen. They have all that here,
mm-hmm.
and it was horrible.
No.
I mean, it just doesn't make any sense. So Jason Statham's character is has faked his death, apparently, and he...
Hence
the resurrection. Somebody has found him, wants him to do something. So they got a plan. They're going to send Gina, played by Jessica Biel, to, like, seduce him.
Biel or Alba?
Alba, sorry.
That's okay.
Yeah. Jessica Alba. Thank you.
Yeah.
To seduce
him. Even that doesn't make sense.
Man. Well, so they end up, and so they did, but as soon as they meet, she says, oh, he sent me to seduce you. And she says, that's so he could kidnap you and make me do whatever he wanted. And so they know what the plan is from the very beginning. And what happens a few scenes later, she gets kidnapped and he's forced to do whatever they wanted
exactly
to do.
Exactly like they wanted it to.
And I didn't put this in the review, but I mean, he has to break into a prison you can't break into, and he has to break out of a prison you can't break out of, and he has to do it all very quickly, and it's like, okay, you know, he has to make sure that the stuff he puts in the gum wrapper gets to stay in the gum wrapper, and the stuff he puts in the cigarettes gets to stay in the cigarettes as he goes into prison.
My question is this: if he's so good at his job, why can't he catch the kidnappers?
You know, I don't know how many people were killed in this movie. Uh-huh. Like, well, killed. Obviously, one was actually air quotes. Killed. It's a movie.
Yeah.
But the bad guy must have like thousands of cannon fodder at his disposal, because there are attempts to kill the kidnappers and people end up dead, and then all of a sudden, after a bunch of people are dead, they say, "We got you, stop it, now get back to work." I don't know, man. It's just a bad movie, and it's on the screen, and there was a kid sitting behind. In fact, I felt bad for the family behind me because the movie kept interrupting their conversation.
Don't you hate that?
you know? But there was a kid back there, and he was loving every death, and so he was into it. So apparently, if you're 8, 10, 11, 12 years old, something like that, and this might be for you. You might really enjoy seeing people get killed and in weird ways. Because he'd go, "Ooh, yeah!" And that's kind of the only enjoyment I got, was hearing him enjoy. Hearing his little young life twisted as he watched this movie. It's showing at the Cinemark. Jason Statham, he's hot, I'm told, by mm-hmm. at least one person of the feminine persuasion.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can make a good movie. You don't have to make bad movies.
No. Sometimes you're under contract and you just have they churn one out very quickly.
Also, before we go, I don't want to just tar Jessica Alba or Jason Statham, but Tommy Lee Jones has an appearance in here.
Is he the kidnapper?
Well, just I'm not going to spoil the movie because now that I've got everybody interested in seeing it.
But it's F. I'm not going to see it. I don't care how hot Jason Statham is.
Do you imagine that by now every single grandchild and great-grandchild and great-great-grandchild of Tommy Lee Jones has enough money to get to college? Yeah. So he probably did this money for a great-great-great-great-grandchild to go to college, is what I'm thinking.
Undoubtedly.
Because he wears this kind of soul patch. He's got he plays kind of a sleazy character, and he seems to be, I think he did a halfway decent job phoning it in.
Well, there you go.
But it was stupid.
He phoned it in earlier this summer in Jason Bourne as well, didn't he?
Yeah, somewhat. I wanted to add this, that this is my last sentence from the review, that before we get to the grade, that all the stupidity piled so high makes the violence feel less extreme and the women not nearly as scantily clad.
Well,
and I stand by that.
If it ruins
scantily clad women, then I don't think you need to go see it.
Yeah, terrible. All right, Scott, thanks for coming on today.
You know what? With a movie like this, I don't think it's done anything to make the podcast great again.
I'm sorry. We'll cut all this.
That's perfect.
Hey, be sure to watch the Daily Journal's Capital View webcast each Monday afternoon at djournal.com. Capital Bureau Chief Bobby Harrison provides commentary and analysis on the issues being debated in Jackson. Watch live on Monday afternoons around 2 o'clock or catch the replay later in the day. The 2016 legislative session is now over, but Bobby will continue to provide perspective about the news coming out of the state capitol.
Wake up and get ready for your day with the Daily Journal's News Break, a quick summary of news, sports, weather, and everything else Northeast Mississippi in a 5-minute video. Shows are posted every Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. You can watch them for free at any time at djournal.com, Facebook, YouTube, or the Daily Journal's mobile apps for Apple and Android devices. Stay informed on the latest happenings in your community in an easily digestible format.
Cool.
Yes.
Hey, who hosts that thing?
I believe you do, Brad Locke.
Oh, yeah, I do. Except you do it on Mondays.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So y'all can see what we look like. If you would ever want to do such a thing.
Then you'll realize why why we write for the newspaper.
Do you remember that old car commercial maybe 10 years or so ago where the guy, I couldn't tell you the brand, tells you how effective it was, but I want to say it was a Lexus, but the guy walks to the party and says, "Who's got the new Lexus out there?" And I was like, "That's yours." And he's like, "Oh, yeah." Reminded me of that.
Hey, who's that sexy guy on the video? That's Brad. Oh, that's me.
That's me, buddy.
Oh, yeah.
That's right. Huh. So, what's happening with the scene? section this weekend, that's Derek, right, which you can find in your Thursday journal.
I write that.
Yes, you do.
Hey, who writes the scene section?
You do.
Oh, yeah. Hey, one of the big things going on this weekend, everybody loves a fair, Brad.
Yeah, sure.
A fair, not.
Yeah, keep going. You know, a fair, like
dig
the fair's in town.
A fair to remember.
Let's go ride the Ferris wheel.
And fair to remember. That wouldn't work.
No. So anyway, yeah, what is it?
It's the Tupelo Summerfest Fair going on at the Furniture Market.
Yay, in the parking lot?
In the parking lot. Started yesterday, continuing today from 4 p.m. until midnight, Brad.
What?
You can go to the fair until midnight. You can't do anything until midnight in Tupelo.
Of course not, nothing, no. Especially not on a Thursday.
Yeah. And the whole time you're there, you can take your transistor radio and listen to Gone Country.
Listen to Gone Country over and over.
Friday and Saturday hours are noon until midnight. Sunday is going to be open from 4 p.m. until 10:30 p.m. Why they're not open on Labor Day, I don't know. It makes sense to me when school's out. Admission is $6 for adults, $4 for kids. Free admission for 4 and under. So one of your 12 tribes of Israel will get in for free.
Unlimited ride wristbands available for $20.
For $20. For more information, 662-603-2006. You going to take the clan to the fair?
No.
No. All right. Hey, the 29th annual Iuka Heritage Festival kicking off Friday in Mineral Springs Park with live music, food, and entertainment.
Nice.
There's a full list of activities going on page 3C of Scene, or you can also go to iukafestival.com for that.
Nice.
And then if you love the dulcet sounds of the dulcimer, Brad.
Hey. That event.
The dulcimer.
You can go hear my mom play the dulcimer. I'm not even lying.
That's where Brad's mom will be.
She will be playing this dulcimer event at the Natchez Trace Parkway Visitor Center at 10 o'clock Saturday.
So don't miss that. 10 a.m. Milepost 266 at the Visitor Center. More information on that. 680-4027. Brad, we lost 2016 claimed another ingenious life this week.
Yeah, I'm afraid so.
Gene Wilder. That one hit me. Several ones in 2016 have made me stop.
2016 has been like terrible.
We've lost Bowie. We've lost Prince. We've lost so many people.
Yeah, we lost. Who else? There's been a lot of people. A lot of famous
people. We lost you for like an hour, but you came back. but you know, Gene Wilder. Of course, everybody remembers him as Willy Wonka. Willy Wonka, not one of my favorite. It's good on its merits, but Wilder's what makes it good.
Right.
I think if you didn't, if you had somebody else in that role, it would have. Suffered greatly, so.
I mean, Blazing Saddles obviously is one of the big ones.
Yeah, and Young Frankenstein,
which I have not seen. I apologize,
Bradley. That's one of my favorites. That's one of my fave favorites.
Yeah.
But my column today on that, and if you are finding yourself, this is why video stores are still important, Brad. Neither on Hulu, Amazon Prime, or Netflix are there any Gene Wilder films streaming. So that's really why it's still important to own video cassettes and DVDs in this day and age. So definitely want to check out. I gave up people a list of other Gene Wilder films to check out other than Willy Wonka, because everybody was like, oh, Willy, you know, Gene Wilder died and it's all a picture of Willy Wonka. And yeah, I mean,
and all,
that's probably his most memorable role. But
and all the kids today will know him for is that meme where he's...
Tell me more.
Tell me more meme from Willy Wonka.
Yeah.
What are some of the other movies you've got on your list?
Well, obviously, Brad listed Young Frankenstein and Blazing Saddles. Mm. He did a lot of films in the 80s and 90s with Richard Pryor.
Yes.
So Silver Streak, Stir Crazy, See No Evil, Hear No Evil, Another You. One of my favorite movies he did with two people from Young Frankenstein, Madeline Kahn and Marty Feldman, was a film that Wilder wrote and directed. Called Sherlock Holmes's Smarter. Sherlock Holmes's Smarter Brother, where he plays Sherlock Holmes's Smarter Brother. So that's a classic one from the late 70s as well. He was also an accomplished writer, wrote novels, wrote his own memoir. He stepped away from acting several years ago.
Yeah, it's been a while.
And obviously, he died from complications with Alzheimer's disease, which he'd had the last 3 or 4 years. So, just another sad one to see go. He was 83. died on Monday. Mm. Speaking of films, though, if you are a film lover, local filmmaker Glenn Payne will be previewing his new film, Tinker, at the Link Center Friday night at 7:30 p.m. It's a short film, and there will also be three or four other short films from local filmmakers that will be shown at the premiere. So 7:30 p.m. Friday at the Link Center, $7 at the door. For more information on that, check out Tinker Short Film on Facebook.
Cool. All right.
There you go.
That it?
That's it.
We're done?
We're done.
All right, guys, I can go back to listening to 102.9.
I haven't stopped. It's still playing in my head.
Yeah, we'll try to get to the bottom of this. I don't know what's going on. We don't know who owns that station anymore. So, again, it used to be Super Talk.
That station quit broadcasting a signal 14 years ago.
No one owns it. There's not even a tower for it anymore.
Alan Jackson owns it.
Yeah. He's just wanting to remind people.
Telling you, Alan Jackson, he pulled a Dusty Chandler. He's holed up.
Where is the signal coming from?
Aliens. The sky.
Something. Something weird is afoot.
Yeah.
Well, I guarantee you it's that whoever bought the station is actually turning it into a country station, and this is their way of telling people.
Hey, by the way, we're going country, just
but,
so you know.
You know,
I think we got the message.
24 hours was enough. Now we're just worried.
Well, if it still does this through the weekend, we'll come back Monday and talk about it some more. Maybe we'll have answers by then.
Check the opinion page tomorrow. I feel like you'll find a column about this.
Okay. Looking forward to that.
Quite possibly.
All right. Well, thanks for listening, everybody. Remember, you can find us in a variety of ways to listen. Of course, we're online at memo.djournal.com. Find us in iTunes, or if you don't have an iPhone, then you can find us in any of your podcast apps. Just click the subscribe button. You'll get notified when a new episode drops every Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday. You can find us on Twitter at djournalmemo, and I'm on Twitter at Brad Locke. Derek is at W. Derek Russell.
Yes.
Chris Kiefer is at Chris Kiefer.
And it looks like potentially, we'll confirm on Monday, but it looks like our Twitter handle is going to be at Gone Conspiracy.
Oh, is that our new Twitter handle?
I think that's going
to
be it.
To deal with this issue?
As we follow through. I wanted verification from Emma first.
Gone
I wanted,
Country, I wanted, Gone Conspiracy.
Gone Conspiracy.
See what you did there.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, today's show is brought to you by South Fine Dining in a Casual Atmosphere. I've lost the script, Derek.
I didn't have it.
I don't know what I'm supposed to say about South. It's a fine restaurant. I could just vamp about South. Once again, we remind you that today's show is sponsored by South, a locally owned restaurant offering fine dining in a casual atmosphere. Try their cheap date night every Tuesday when the restaurant offers two meals for the price of one that includes salad, sides, dessert, and beer or wine, all for $25. That's it.
See you next time.
Good show. See you Monday.